wife.
And he used to go to be very obedient.
但是我们就有一个最好的管教他的办法。
But we actually have the best discipline way.
就是如果他犯错,
and that is, if she did something wrong,
你就不理他,
you ignore her,
就不和他讲话,
don't talk to her.
弟兄姊妹, 有的人说你不和他讲话, 哎, 正如我讲, 刚刚好, 我就看我的电视。
Well, that's fine. Sometimes if you say you're going to ignore me, then I'm just going to watch TV.
如果他跟他父亲的交通是亲密的话,
but if the communion relationship is
close,
if you ignore her for 5 minutes, if you can't talk to her for an hour, she can't stand it.
她很小的时候啊,
when she was very young,
她也是爸爸请你蹲下来,
she would say, Father, could you kneel down?
因为我要吃你的鼻子,
because I want to bite your nose.
你知道吗? 这个就是交通, 你明白吗?
You understand that communion.
所以那个交通是一直培养起来,
so that is something that is trained.
所以什么时候不理她了?
When you ignore her,
他错了,
because she did something wrong. For her, it was night.
所以弟兄姊妹,对基督来讲,
for Christians to have a night is something
wrong.
So many times we sin.
常常得罪先生, 常常得罪太太,
so many times we wrong our spouses.
常常得罪我们的儿女,
so many times we wrong our children.
你说我的父亲,
you said, I'm
我要把这父亲的脸,
so I have to put the face of the father.
弟兄姊妹, 也从此以后,
but from now on,
他离开的越走越远了,
he might distance himself.
那个时候一个主的感动,
because of the Lord,
做父亲的能跟儿子认罪,
the father can repent before the son.
你知道就是因为你师母, 你弟兄的母亲, 对你弟兄认罪,
our brother Lee's mother repented before her son.
对,认罪,认罪,就是...
So once they were playing the piano,
他弹不下去,
she couldn't play the piano anymore.
因为圣灵感动他,
she was so touched.
你要跟大儿子认罪,
okay, you have to apologize to your son.
对,你要跟他下面认罪, 那么这个结果呢，他进步了。
And therefore she was committed and obeyed.
他说对不起，我内心冤枉你了。
I wrongly hit you.
然后呢，结果他这个你弟兄对他怎么说呢？
And what did Brother Mee say?
他那次你的确这样。
And he said, yes, indeed you did.
他从那天我一直恨你。
And from that time on, I hated you.
他恨在心里面，你看不出来的。
And he hated inside his heart, you couldn't see it.
但是恨心。
But very.
胜利就在他里面工作。
So the Lord worked in her heart.
他说如果有一个人能改变我的母亲,
the Lord worked in his heart. He said that if someone can change my mother's heart,
这个人我喜欢,
I have to believe that I'm her.
他就得救了,
and therefore he was saved.
所以弟兄姊妹,
so brothers,
今天你明白,
do you understand?
我们有许多的夜,
we have many nights.
好像有乌云一样,
it's as if it was full of clouds.
在伦敦呢, 有一个大三dial, 有一个太阳钟,
there is a sundial in London.
它上面写什么呢?
What does it say?
他说我只记录没有乌云的时刻。
The sundial says, I only will have a record of cloudless days.
什么时候没有太阳,我就能够记载它的时刻。
Whenever there is no cloud, I can tell the time.
你能不能说你与主之间没有间隔?
Can you say that you have no barrier between you and the Lord?
戴德森师母临走到主那里去。
Before the wife of Hudson Taylor went to be with the Lord,
他告诉戴德森说,
she told Hudson,
他的亲爱,在过去一段时间里面,救主与我之间一点的乌云也没有。
She said that between me and the Lord and my wife, there has never been a cloud.
他每一个罪在主面前都认过。
Because she confessed every sin before
the Lord. 主的宝血就洗净他的罪。
And oh, the blood has washed away
his sin. 那个交通就恢复。
That communion was restored.
所以你看见吗? 第三章以前,第一章,第一首诗,第二首诗有夜。
In the first and second song, before chapter 3, there's
night.
And the back, and then afterwards there's night as well.
但是第三首诗,
the third song,
新郎和新妇从来没有离开过,
the bride and the bridegroom never left each other.
那个communion是unceasing,是个从来没有间断,没有间隔,uninterrupted那个状况。
That was an uninterrupted, unceasing communion.
这就是我们今天与讲到与基督联合。
And that is union with Christ.
那就是我们与主一同站在圣门山的山上。
And that is when we stand together with our Lord on Mount Hermon.
所以弟兄姊妹，当你读到这些不同的特点的时候，
when you read these special features,
你慢慢的就会明白，根据这些背景，然后你就能够领会雅各这一段。
And then, because of that, you can understand Song of Songs.
那最后一点我再提醒。
Let me mention one more thing.
我已经提过了，其实。
actually mentioned it before.
当你从一座园子到最后一座园子
from one garden to another,
你看见所罗门跟修罗门的联合越来越深入。
You see that the union between Solomon and the Shulamites gets deeper.
他们的爱也越来越深。
The love gets deeper.
爱的浓度从来没有下降过。
The love, the thickness of that love never diminishes.
因为如果那爱是 agape love,
because if that love is agape love,
agape love 跟 filial 不一样。
Agape and filial are different.
许多时候我们爱主是用我们天然情感的那个。
So many times we love the Lord with our natural love.
所以我们 up and down, 我们这个非常 moody, 非常一会儿高兴一会儿很伤。
So many times we are very moody.
但是弟兄姊妹，你看见主为着要叫我们过信心的生活
，so that we can live a life by faith。
所以苏拉米的两乳，一个代表信心，一个代表爱心。
So the two breasts of the Shulamite, one represents faith, one represents love.
当苏拉米成长的时候，是信心跟爱心同时成长。
We see that the life that is growing is both from love and faith.
你不能爱心大，结果信心弱，不行。
You cannot have great love but little faith.
但是你看见吗？讲的爱好像充满感觉一样。
But when you speak of love, it's full of emotion.
但讲的信心。
But when you speak of faith,
信心是凭信心，不是凭眼见。
Faith is not by sight.
不是凭感觉
It is not by feeling.
那是根据神的话
But it's by God's word.
所以因为这个缘故
For this reason,
所罗门为着带领苏拉米
Solomon to bring the Shulamite.
他不能让苏拉米女一直活在感觉的里面
He cannot let the Shulamite just live according to
her feelings. 所以他慢慢就收回了一些东西
So he started to withdraw certain things.
他爱没有改变
His love didn't change.
但是因为苏拉米女一直活在感觉里面。
But because the Shulamite lived in the feeling.
如果这样，她永远不能过信心的生活。
That means she would never live a life of faith.
她若感觉不舒服。
If she felt that she
她今天觉得很淡很下沉的话。
She felt that she was trod down.
她看不见太阳。
She cannot see the sun.
所以你看她一下子，你看见她就很低沉。
So you see she's very downcast.
在那聚会里面就摸着她了。
And yet the Lord touches her.
她又很兴奋。
And then she's very excited.
弟兄姊妹，你看见这个人是跟着感觉走。
This person walks according to feeling.
你看见这个不叫做信心。
That is not faith.
所以为了要信心刚强。
So that faith is strong.
怎么样信心能够长大呢？
How can faith grow?
所以我们就只是收回一些东西。
So the Lord withdraws certain things.
在他们完全连接，就是他们成婚结婚以前。
So before they were together, married,
他说到我的佳偶。
He said, "My beloved, my loved one."
那我的佳偶在原文就是我的朋友。
My loved one in the origin means my friend.
所以慢慢慢，然后你看见吗？慢慢等到他们结婚了。
And after they were wedded.
所以我要特别请大家记得，就个历史来说。
I want you to remember, according to him,
Solomon 跟苏拉米认识
Solomon and the Shulamite, they're known
在他们订婚的时候
when they were engaged,
还没结婚以前
before they were married,
那个应该就是雅各第一章的故事
That is the story of Song of Songs chapter 1.
他们怎么认识的
How they knew each other?
苏拉索罗门怎么 在苹果树下唤醒他的
How Solomon awakened her under the
那到第八章第八章最后回忆的时候给我们看到
We only see that after that was reminisced in the chapter
所以你看见吗这里很明显他们的关系慢慢慢慢进步的没有错
We see that their relationship is improving
那真正讲到婚姻
But when you speak of the wedding
当然婚姻的关系是从三首诗歌开始
The wedding begins after song number 3
所以你要在这种光里面来看才可以。
You need to see it under this light.
很多的事情在婚姻之外是罪。
Many things outside of marriage is sin.
在婚姻之内就不是罪。
But within marriage is not sin.
因为婚姻是神所创造的。
Because marriage was created by God.
所以现在明白吗？
Now do you understand?
这个历史的背景重要就重在这里。
The history, the importance is here.
他什么时候结婚？
When did they marry?
然后什么时候进入婚姻的情况？
When did they enter into marriage?
那么然后是结婚以后。
And then what happened after the wedding?
那么弟兄姊妹，那个关系和爱是慢慢慢慢成长的。
That relationship improved.
但是很细致，他们的关系最密切的时候
，But when the relationship was the closest，
交通最甜美的
，When the communion was the sweetest，
就好像他们度蜜月的时候一样
，That's like your honeymoon，
那这是蜜月，像甜蜜的一个月一样
，So it's like being in a honeymoon for a month，
怎样从王的大道
，From King Highway，
经过祭奠山
，To Mount Gilead，
然后他们一同站在黑门山上
，And they stand together on Mount Hermon，
他们就到了树林的高峰了
，They reached their apex，
然后他们就到了那个山下那个果园。
And then they arrive at the orchard at the foot of the mountain.
北风啊，兴起，南风啊，吹来。
And the Shulamite woman says, "Awake, O north wind, and come
down."
This is a union with the Lord. It's very beautiful. This is within the walls of marriage. So they keep reading. Until the very end. And then you can positionally place it correctly.
那么然后呢，到了第五章，到了第五章。
When you arrive at chapter 5,
起头还是我妹子，我幸福。
Before it's like my sister, my spouse.
慢慢再往下去，你看见那个称呼就淡化。
And then the calling is actually lessened.
Addressing，他的称呼。
那么，他慢慢就回到结婚以前。 So the address becomes before the wedding.
那这是一个属灵的原因。
So here's the spiritual reason.
这并不是有人说度了蜜月以后，然后慢慢大家就渐行渐远，不是这个意思。
It's not that because after the honeymoon that they get further distance.
所以有人说，如果你要知道两个人他们到底结婚多久了。
So some people say, if you want to know how long the couple has been married,
让他们两个人坐在一个开车，一个坐在旁边。
You let both of them, one drives and one sits in the back.
再加一个人坐在后面。
If you're sitting in the back,
如果你看见两个头是一个头，那属蜜月。
If you sit in the back and the two heads are one, you know they're the honeymoon.
如果你看一个头在窗子这边，一个头在窗子那边，你结婚10年了。
If you know that one head is at this window, the other head is at this window, they've married 10 years.
所以你千万不要应用这一段圣经，这样用法不是的。
Don't use this passage this way.
这个是所罗门是为着要帮助苏拉米的。 So
to help the Shulamite Solomon,
所以慢慢慢在称呼上淡化
addresses her. More lightly. But that's more practical.
不是光 sentimental.
It's not no longer sentimental.
因为在美国, honey, honey 叫多了, 太 sentimental.
So especially in the United States, using the word honey, it becomes very sentimental. Even when they're upset, they call her honey.
她生气不应该是honey的, 孩子honey.
Even though you're upset, you still call her honey.
是有口无心的,
you say it, but you don't mean it.
但是弟兄姊妹, 等到最后,
at the very end,
弟兄姊妹, 现在不是
Solomon doesn't use the most beautiful words to describe
it.
Those words as if they disappear. The most important address. When we see the Lord,
他要说,
you, the one who dwelt in the garden,
这是,
that is the historical background of the Song of Solomon.
有了这些背景,
once you have the fact,
现在你再来读雅歌,
then when you read Song of Songs,
雅歌就开,
Song of Songs opens up.
但稀奇的是,
the amazing thing is this. When you add historical background to geographical background, to but we're still too free.
所以圣灵又给我们限制,
the Lord tries to restrain us more.
还有一个背景叫 prophetic setting, 就是预言的背景.
Then, we actually have one more setting called the prophetic setting.
那明天我们回来的时候,
tomorrow when we return,
我们要把这个交通给弟兄们。
So then we were going to share on the prophetic study.
好，我想今天晚上我们就说到这里。
So let's have a word of prayer.
主啊，我们感谢你，我们把这些话再交在你手。
Lord, we thank you. We want to commit these words back into your hands.
我们觉得你的话是何等的丰富。
We believe your word is so rich.
但是我们何等的贫穷。
But we are so poor.
我们真是个牧羊人。
We are like a shepherd.
我们什么都没有。
We have nothing.
我们没有想到有一天我们遇见我们的家人。
We never thought that we would see our beloved.
我们这些贫穷的人就变成富足。
And then we who are poor become rich.
因为我们的新郎是智慧的。
Because our bridegroom is wisdom.
他满了智慧的话。
He is full of wisdom.
所以我们变成智慧。
Therefore we become wisdom.
我们变成智慧之子。
We become sons of wisdom.
我们感谢你。
We thank you.
为这一切我们向你献上感谢。
For this we give you praise.
我们等一等要休息。
We have to go rest.
我们就给我们一个充分的睡眠。
Lord, allow us to have a good
sleep. 明天给我们另外新鲜的一天。
Allow us to have a fresh day tomorrow.
还有些话要对我们说。
And speak to us tomorrow.
还有地方要让我们去。
Let us see other places.
无论我们到哪里,
no matter where we go,
我们都感觉到你的同在。
We can feel your presence.
听我们祷告。
Listen to our prayer.
靠主耶稣基督开的。
And Jesus Christ.